Oy. All right. And that was, as we would say in Spanish, muy rico. Very good. Yeah, someone's like talking about like, I don't know, felt in the third eye at a certain point, like I could see that energy coming in. What an interesting thing to make your brain experience, what it would be like to have the information coming in and flowing through, you know, as opposed to coming from the survival brain before it ever gets to the cortex. Like, oof. Which is going to be pretty important for some of the stuff that we're going to start seeing in the next couple of decades. Ideally, we'll be able to see it through the neocortex before the survival brain. So let me know if you want to share anything, how that felt. It's very, very rare that I use red in the brain. So that was interesting that came in. I was like, all right. But that golden orange in the limbic brain felt amazing to me. All right, that's my share.
So I'm going to share. It was special for me, I family. It was special for me because for the first time I wasn't into my bed. I wasn't lying down. And I couldn't really close my eyes because somebody was doing a fire to cook a barbecue or something downstairs. So I was feeling the warmth of the sun, of the fire, looking at the sun. And every nice. Color you were saying, I was seeing it through the, how do you say that when the sun is going to sleep?
Yeah, when it's setting. When it's
but
setting.
It's not sunrise. Okay, no, anyway.
Sunset, yeah.
So sunset, okay, thank you. And so it was special for me because usually I can't do meditation being sitting. And I wasn't like that. Now I am like that. But I was really sit like straight with my column straight. And every color was feeling, and the orange too, like the orange when it came, it's like I just reconnect with the true being that I am and that we are. All are, but like I always said, like I am a son, I am the son, I am a daughter of the sun. So when you said like you feel a bunch of gold because the earth is green and pink, but when you raise your consciousness in it, and when this connection is connected completely to your being, to the source, to the sun, you becoming, like you said, completely gold.
Yeah.
Like all the colors are into this light, this golden kind of light. And so it was like very peaceful, very powerful, very soft. Was yeah. intense, but very soft and peaceful.
Yeah. Good. That's what I wanted. That's soft right. and loving tonight.
Yeah. You got this, sister.
Soft and loving. Yeah. You know, because like we can have a meditation about the cortex and get all involved with the mind and all this stuff. And it's like, no, let's just, no. That's why I started with that silvery light blue. Like, ooh, just ooh. Whenever your mind's freaking out, do that. Just put your hands on your head and just send some light blue energy with silver powder in it. And you'll see it just calms it right down. I mean, Anna, that's looking like a pretty comfy, comfy way to be after a nice meditation like that. Oh my God, there's a huge piece of ginger in my thing. I'm going to eat it.
I can go. So just saying that I'm very grateful because it calmed me down. Ginger is gold, so yeah, cool. And yeah, because I can feel that my mind was pulsing. It's interesting as I'm working now in a clinic where we do some stuff with Chinese herbs, and we do stuff as well with meridian and testing muscle tests. So we were testing some of the organs, okay, to see how we were like kind of we had strength into one of the organs. And I was just touching myself. I never realized that before. Kind of, I was kind of learning it, and I was kind of touching myself, and I was like, oh, not even with trying it. And I was like, oh, this organ, like, and I realized my gallbladder and pancreas, I guess. Huh. Like which is kind of this small hamster kind of running. So our but basically the two organs were okay sensitive by me touching it and stuff like that. And I realized how lately, like, I was like, okay, because there's lots going on, like with the school ending for the kids and the transition, with lots of stuff going on, and I have challenge with transition. So all of that, to go back to say that the meditation of tonight was really helpful for me, because it brought me back into my stuff. Like, just to say, I'm going tomorrow morning to do some, because I volunteered, like, to go at the school of my daughter to do there's a small journey where a small day, okay, where they do stuff about history. And I said, oh, I love this part of the Nouvelle France. So I said, oh, I'm gonna go volunteer there, and I can wear a costume. And they said, oh, do you want to organize kind of a coaching with the kids? That's for, and I said, oh, I'm gonna do sewing thing. And then, and all of a sudden, I'm so stressed with this. And now it's my daughter, she's in grade 5, and she's like, come on, mom, there's nothing to be stressed about. And I'm so all of that to say, all of this is calming, yeah, in a way. So I feel way more calmer. So during the meditation, so there was moments where I was able to see with the colors and stuff like that, but there was moments where I was hearing or feeling there was stuff going on, but I do not recall. I cannot say much more than all of this. There's the before.
Oh, good.
And the now, which is after the meditation we did. It was colors. I was sitting just next to there. And the cat came on my lap, and that was me. So thanks to you all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, at a certain point, I even said it at the beginning, it's like, we're not asking the mind to do this meditation. We're doing this meditation as the being that we are, as the consciousness. So it's like the mind is what remembers. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like that lets me know that you were able to expand beyond the mind. Yep. That's why it's so calming. Right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. So it's like, woo! High five.
Yeah.
I hope that was very soothing to everyone. And feel free to, if you want to share, you don't have to. I know it was a very soothe, calming, loving, not overly complex meditation. Which kind of makes sense if we're going to work with brain structure and not make it too mental, you know? Yes. I have a cat and a dog around me right now. They're like, it's time to eat.
I don't really have much to say, but at one point when you said relax your face.
Yeah.
I really felt my hand. I was getting injections in my face. It just started drooping. And I get very relaxed. I can feel like structures and from the cortex, the limbic brain. And I can feel a lot of like tension.
Yeah.
Being relieved. I mean, that's the way to describe it.
Yeah.
And a little bit more clarity.
Good. Yeah. Isn't it incredible how we don't notice like how much tension we keep in our face? And it's like, you like kind of remind yourself like to relax your face sometimes. And it's like, wow. Then you start realizing I was holding tension here and there. And it's well said, the structures, Lewis, because I think that's what it is. It's like these structures. And it's like, if we calm everything down, then these things, they just kind of melt off. And that's, like, can we imagine what it would be like to just be fully relaxed? Walking around in the world fully relaxed? Wow. We would be responding in real time. Yeah. We would be relaxing in real time. So, Jeanette, I'm going to assume that you are relaxing, and I'm happy to. Yeah, you look like you're relaxing.
The earplugs. Yeah, as I relax more and more, I could feel all the tension that just wasn't fully able to leave. So it's really restless. Felt like I wanted to get up and run. Was kind of the feeling, but was able to do the colors. My mind always gets stuck on the colors sometimes, though. Not always, sometimes. Like, what is golden orange really look like? Mm-hmm. Like, how's that different than gold? Like, I picture a candlelight, or, you know, like, well, that's the same as golden orange rather than gold. And yeah, I would still love to see the colors. To know what I'm picturing. But was able to feel each part of the brain well.
Nice.
And connect it to the chakra, and a lot of energy in each of the chakras when we connected. Really love the prefrontal cortex, and it was just like exciting to activate that, and connecting it with the heart was just kind of this not peaceful. It just felt beautiful to make that connection, and like, oh yeah, that's where we're supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Joyful, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's not peaceful, it's like, it's kind of like, ah, you know.
Yeah. yeah exactly. Yeah, I was trying not to get frustrated the whole time because I couldn't sit still, but I just know I have a lot of tension, a lot of emotion built up.
So much going on in your life right now.
So yeah, and the your talk in the beginning was really, it was helpful. I was like, oh, she's talking to me. If only I could be that responsive parent instead of reactive.
You're in a warrior level training right now, so you're doing You're doing great.
Oh, failing at the moment, but it's just the moment. So, yeah. But it was a good reminder what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that some of that golden energy just soothed some stuff out at the end there.
Yeah. Yeah, halfway through, I was like, dang, I wish I would have done this in the tub with some Epsom salts.
Oh, yeah. Well, recording.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, hot baths with Epsom salt. Good idea. Good idea right now.
Yeah. I haven't been able to get out and exercise to get some of the tension out. So, yeah. All right, thank you.
Well, pretty peaceful space. I guess we're both pretty zonked. Yeah, well, my brain was already kind of zonked before, but yeah, this really zonked it.
That's perfect.
I'm glad I could contribute to your zonking.
So yeah, that's I might have mixed up a few of those brain parts and the pale red was kind of hard to visualize to begin with. But yeah, I think I got the lower body parts properly.
It's all just platforms, right? We get to play with them. It's they're all just the excuse to go in the body and feel and be with the body, you know? So at the end of the day, it's not a mental thing about did I do that one right, or you know, spug out. To see, it's just the fact that we're doing it, we're going in, and we're
in just, any case, it feels good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's good. And yeah. I'm allowing the process to finish, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The brain to finish replacing its little parts here and there and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to think about it once in a while, like tonight, then while you're sleeping, just flowing that golden energy. Just letting that golden energy flow.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, that's enough for me.
Yeah, I guess for me, like, there was a deeper part of me that was feeling it all, and then there was like little mental parts that were getting frustrated, like with not being able to tune into the colors. Mm-hmm. And then just like also feeling the sort of projections in my field from other people, like not in this call, but just like different sort of messages that I was receiving at the same time, and just feeling a bit irritated that I wasn't more like present, I guess, or something. But otherwise, like, I think I'll do this one again.
Yeah. Which is interesting, because I think it's by the fact of being present that we are able to hear other messages.
Maybe
it's kind of like a paradox, right? So it's like, can't you just talk to me later? Like, I'm doing something right now. I'm trying to be present right now.
Yeah, I guess it kind of, it felt a bit like, where am I, you know, like, am I really with this meditation, or am I more in the message, or what, you know? So
yeah.
And I also feel like I still have a lot of, I guess, exploring of the emotional body and the sacral, because it's like every time we tap into it, it's like, it's really intense for me. I feel like it's like never-ending source of like energy and like intense feelings.
It is. And the sacral chakra is like a motorized center. It's a never-ending source of energy. That's actually well said. But it's literally our sense of it's our sense of being ourselves. It's like the me, who I am. Like, it's, I had a mentor that used to call it like, that's where your local soul is, you know, like, as opposed to like your vast soul that's had whatever, however many thousands of lives or whatever, that the soul that's in this body, that's kind of its dwelling place, which is kind of an interesting concept, because you think more in, like, in terms of an inner child, but it's a super important part of you. It's like your soul in a human body. It's kind of like, that's where it is. Your ability to be, you know, sensually connected to yourself and your desires and your longings and what you love, and, you know, feeling the elements on your skin, or the eating a peach, and like, just like that, like, it's, of course, that's huge, you know, like, I think that's the coolest part about being alive, way beyond the cool part of having a mind that can think, right? Is having like that ability to be deeply emotionally connected to yourself.
Yeah, I guess, like, it seems to me like it's like when we meditate on it, I am very rarely comfortable there. Like, I feel very rarely at ease, but like, I just remembered that for me, like, when I'm doing ecstatic dance, like, it can feel really at ease in that space. Like, it can feel actually very ecstatic, and but it's just like, yeah, what I mean, like, sometimes a never-ending source of energy, like, that's, I get what you're saying, but I guess what I meant was kind of like, it's like there's like a never-ending kind of charged energy, it seems, that's just like uncomfortable for me right now these days. Yeah. So yeah, work to do there or whatever.
Just flow.
Yeah.
Right? Just letting it flow. Which can be a little bit scary for any of us. We don't know, we don't have a lot of examples in the world of people that flow their sacral, you know. And an ecstatic dance is an environment in which people are doing that. But it's like, then you're in the normal world and it's like, you know. Yeah. Not walking around doing that too much in the world. We need a global ecstatic dance, every human being at the same time. Oh my God. Wow, that would be crazy.
Hey.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that it was a calming one. And yeah, let's hop on in 2 weeks. I want to play around with, yeah, situational, fundamental, and really connecting the higher mind and the high heart together. And of course, we'll continue exploring this, doing the quantum lib source work connected with the sacral as well. It makes a lot of sense to bring that in. So I think we're going to keep doing that like we did last time. It's very, very cool. All right. Please rest. Have a good evening. Flow some golden energy as much as you want.